Good morning, everybody. I'd like to try and finish the Siman of the Chafitha today. A lot of my Makomas, but it's really not, you went through it, we went through some of it. It's not difficult here in some Kuf Tzadik test. We should be able to move through it relatively quickly. Just to go over again, I finished the Makomas yesterday. I just want to review again because we ran through it quickly at the end. We had a machlokas between Rashi and the Shultis, right? Let's see if I can find it. The Shultis was in Shulta Tzadivov, and last week said the Parashat Chemos, and the Rashi and Midas HaMaches and Aleph, which was the course we did at the end yesterday. So a machlokas, Rashi and the Shultis, about a situation where a person is unable to do the chafifa samocha tefila. The question is, what is better? What's the better choice, right? That's the machlokas. And really, a question how to read the Gemara. The Gemara concludes on samachas and aleph amida. It says we have the contradiction in hilchasa, right? To look at the end of source 40. I'm not going to go through the course again as quickly. Or it says 40 hilchasa, every very end of samachas and aleph in the sources. So it's a contradiction in Hilchasas, right? So the Gemara says, "Kasha Hilchasas." It's a low kasha, hot efsher, hot low efsher. So that's the machlokas of Mordechai and Rashi as to how exactly not the Mordechai, but the Shultis and Rashi. According to Rashi, basically it comes out that a woman should not do chafifa on erev Shabbos. She's going to go to the mikveh on Motzai. Well, according to Rashi. When is it better to do the chafifa? What's Rashi's concern? Rashi's concern is you're going to do the chafifa right before. Chafifa means we're now expanded the definition to do all preparations. So if you're going to do it right before the tefillah, so then you're going to do a rush job. And you're not going to carefully examine yourself. You're not going to carefully, you're not going to carefully see to it that the chatzitah and so on. So you're running the risk of invalidating the tefillah. So therefore, it's better to do it during the daytime when you have, nachasurach and you have time and so on and so forth. Whereas according to the Shultis, it's always preferable to do it at nighttime because of the din of some of the chafifa tefillah. The chafifa should be as close as possible to the tefillah so that you do it 9 hours early, so then good. So right now, 9 hours early, you have no chatzitis. But in the meanwhile, you do other things happen, so you're running the risk. So that's the question of what you do. So that was the machlokas according to Rashi. Okay. But Rashi admitted that if it's not possible and so on, so Rashi admitted then you can do it at night also. And we said the scenario of what happens when, if your tefillah is on Motzei Shabbos, then we'll discuss today. Really, today is a continuation of that same presentation because I divided up the siman in terms of size, that's all. So the topics continue. So that was the machokes. Then we mentioned, let's take a look at the end of yesterday's source we have in front of you. Okay, the last couple of sifim. So in Sif Gimel, we did, yes, Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch Paskin here in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes, Chafifa Tzrich Lios Chachatilo Samach L'Tviyasa. Okay, more or less like the Shultis, right? Minig HaKosher Shetasi Lach Medom Nosek V'Chafifa Ad Shetekshah. But we try and do both, but the proper minig is to do the Chafifa when it's still daytime, taka, like Rashi, but Samach late in the day, right before and continue into Chashecha V'Oz Tidpo. Okay, V'Chein Minig HaKosher Shafo Pishachofa Tisas V'Mazor Yitzvur Tisok Sham. Okay, and then Rabbi Amor writes, "V'shatz hachak shetzvich halacha b'yom, or sheyefsh halacha b'yom, tzvich halacha b'laylo, yichol alasos." Okay, that was in Siv Gimel. The Shach disagreed. The Shach said it's better to do it during the day than during the night. The Shach seemed to insist in source 50 that the Shach and Zekot involved. The Shach insisted that that Rashi is correct, really. Okay, he says he thinks that really the better thing is to do it during the course of the day. Okay, and then the Shulchan Aruch said in Siv Dalet, what if Chal Tvilosa Motzoi Shabbos? Obviously, you can't do a Bo Yom, so then Tachol B'Lel Tvilosa. I talk about tefillah, so like this one, then you do it at night. Ramah says, but minig yafal ushatirchatz heitei be'erev Shabbos. But again, in deference to the other shita, she should do both, in effect. Right? That's what the Ramah says. When you have a tefillah, the leil tefillah is motzei Shabbos, so then you'll do the chafifa on motzei Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. But the Ramah says, you should still, on Friday, you should still go ahead and do some sort of chafifa. And a little bit, perhaps the major chafifa, and then do a little bit more on Motzei Shabbos. That's the assumption, is that the long bath and everything else that you do on Friday, and do some other type of preparations a little bit on Motzei Shabbos. Okay? The Ramor writes it to Minig, the Shach, and Tzavkot and Tess, L'shitoso. So no, that's not Minig, that's the Din, because the Shach feels that Rashi is fundamentally correct. Okay, so it's not, that's Mikra Din, and it does disagree. And then the Sifhei, Sifhei, we finished the yesterday in 55. Sifhei says, "This dam la tefila b'leil Shabbos tachol b'yom." What if it's Friday night? What if the leil tefila is Friday night? But then you do the chafifa on erev Shabbos, according to everybody, even according to the shulchan. You're going to do it on erev Shabbos, okay? However, the Levush adds, I don't know if I said this at the end, yes or not. The Levush said, even if you're going to do it on Friday, and everybody agrees. But the Levush in our Simon Kutzai test, Sifhei, says, but still, we should do it late in the day. You're still not unconcerned about the problem of some techa for kafifa tevila, right? You want to get it as close as possible, so you should do it late in the day. So we'll just continue from there. Those are the sources of yesterday. But just to continue from there, so again, let's look at the Gemara. I printed again in source one. Nida samaches and aleph, the conflicting hilchasas. Hilchasa isha chofemus v'yom v'tevelech v'layla. Hilchasa lo tapa v'layla. Kasha hilchasa hilchasa lo kasha ad efshar ad lo efshar. And again, Rashi said ad efshar means lachov v'yom. Right, that's not the Vashilta's hold. Rashi learned ad efshar lachov v'yom chofemus v'yom. Ad lo efshar lachov kagom. That's the example he gives. Motzei yontif. Okay. Then lo tachov ela v'layla. Okay. So what if you have now tevila is chal the leil tevila. Is Motzei Shabbos, then it's Yontif Motzei Shabbos, okay? Or Shabbos right after Yontif, whatever. You have those situations. So here, let's we'll start with that. So the Rosh Hilchos Mikvaos Siman Lamed Zayin. The Rosh says in a case where you're going to have to push off the tefillah one day, all right? You have to push off the tefillah by a day. So rare Rashi would agree, according to this, Rashi would agree. It's a simple reading of Rashi. In other words, Hadalo Efsha, look at the end of two. Hadalo Efsha, lochav, gon, motzei yontif, lo tochav ela b'layla. Then Rashi would agree, you have to do it at night. The Rosh writes, he quotes the Gemara, and he writes, Pirish Rashi, b'koshi hitiru l'harcha chafifosa mitzvilosa. Okay? And what he's telling us is that even Rashi does not ignore the concept of that the tefillah should be right after chafifa, okay? Bekoshi hitiru laharchi chafifasa mitzvilos. Sometimes it seems like no choice. Hamishum hachib adif lachov b'yom the chayfa b'layla mitokshem ahul abeis lo chayfa shapir. The hilchos aisha chodjonos as lalavus lo lotapim son kasher. Pirish Rashi had the efsher lachov b'yom gon meachol chafifas. Okay, Rashi, if you can do the chafifa during the day, okay, without a problem, then you do it then. If the law shall have a lila, come to Chaltilos Mutsai Shabbos. Shim Tocho Per Shabbos, Lote Chafu, and some of the others, then Rashi will agree. Hilchas Chofevis, Bilal Tzil, Mutsai Shabbos. But Rashi insists on not doing it at night, okay, because you're not going to do a good job. But if you also have the concerns, it's a long period of interruption. You're going to put off the tefillah by a whole day. So Rashi will say, then you have to do it Mutsai Shabbos. Ulafi Perusho, adds the Rosh. Im chal yontem motzei Shabbos, nirushelo hitiru lachov b'erev Shabbos. Im chal yontem b'motzei Shabbos, nirushelo hitiru lachov b'erev Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, shapir shi b'koshi hitiru lachov b'yom lipalayla. And the hocha abes trei mishul the hola humul abesa. Avala harche kule hai the erev Shabbos motzei Shabbos. Then also, and to go so far as to say that if you have tevila on motzei Shabbos and you're going to do the chafifa erev Shabbos, that Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says, in general, it's a regular, today is Monday, it's a regular Monday, so it's good to do the chafifa the Monday afternoon because you're going to go to tefillah Monday night. That's not so far off, okay, because you'll do a better job. But if it's But it's going to be Motzei Shabbos, then even Rashi would say that you can't do the Chafifa on Friday. What should you do? What happens, Taka then? In other words, it doesn't say. And Rashi is Medayik in the Rashi, but the way the Rosh is quoting Rashi, so what Taka should you do? In other words, even Rashi will not allow you to do the Chafifa on Friday for Motzei Shabbos. Too far. Too far. So what do you do? So says the Rosh at the end, okay, umutav shetidche tfilosa. Don't do the tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. Push off the tefillah. You can't be marchik the tefillah that much from the Chafifa. So what you do? Push off the tefillah. And if Motzei Shabbos is yontif, okay, so then you have no choice. You have to push the tefillah off. Right? You can't say that I can do it for that far, apart. So that's the position of the Rosh. You hear? In other words, those are key words. Mutav shetidche tefilosa. In other words, Rashi is willing to say that if Motzei Shabbos is a regular Motzei Shabbos, all right, so Rashi will say, in that case, do the Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. I prefer you do it during the day. But when that's not possible, because it's too far apart. And again, what's the problem of being far apart? Because something might happen in between. Right, you'll do a Chafifa, and then you'll, whatever, some dirt will get on you, you know, such a long time passes, it's a reasonable concern. So, okay, so Rashi will agree, you have to do the Tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. What if you can't do the Tefillah on Motzei Shabbos, because it's Yontif? Not the Tefillah, the Chafifa. Let's say you can't do the Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. So says the Rosh, Mutav Shetidcha Tefillah. Okay, that far, Rashi, to say you'll do the Tefillah, you'll do the Chafifa on Friday afternoon, and so on for these days, and I mean, you can't, you have no choice but to push off the tefillah, because when are you going to do the Chafifa? Right? That's the way the Rosh learns. However, it's not the way everybody learns. Tosas, there in Edith, Samachas and Aleph, right, 4. The Hilchasa Isha Chofem Zer Tovelas Balayla, Pirish, Be'erev Shabbos, the Tovelas Motzoi Shabbos. Okay, that's one thing. Isha Chofem Zer Tovelas Balayla, I mean, Erev, to do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, Tzila Motzoi Shabbos. Hilchasa Isha Losa, Balayla, Pirish, Motzoi Shabbos, the low to my hair lechof merav Shabbos. So how could it be? This is that the Rashi style tells us. How could it be? He says, "Hod the efshal lechof motzoi Shabbos shulchol." If Motzoi Shabbos is a regular Motzoi Shabbos, a weekday, so tochuv bo. Okay, so then do the chafifa on Motzoi Shabbos. The low to my hair lechof merav Shabbos. That's efshal. Hod the low efshal lechof motzoi Shabbos leil to lechof going through yontif. Then chofefes may erav Shabbos. Afa please do also on Tzoy Shabbos. Olel Sheni b'Shabbos. Beim Shnei Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. Lo Ayri Klal HaShas B'Yisir Chafifa Shachar Tzulas Arvet Olof Sokos Yom. B'Chein Lo Ayri B'Yisir Chafifa Zlaila. In plain English, the Tosas disagrees with the Rosh. Tosas is saying, he doesn't say put off the Tefillah. Tosas says what? Then do the Chafifa Friday afternoon. You have no choice. I'm not going to tell you to put off the Tefillah. You hear? Whereas the Rosh said, Tidcha Tvilosa, Mutav Shet Tidcha Tvilosa, that's not what Tosa says. Okay, Tosa says, you'll do the Chafifa on Erev, or Erev Shabbat, Erev Yontek, whatever it is. Okay, then as Rashi there will say, you have no choice. You have to do it early. You hear, he's not worried, and it sounds like even if it's pushed off a couple of days, because he mentioned Shnei Yom Tovim, so even if we separated for a bit, okay? So that's what Tosa says. You hear the difference? It's an important distinction. The Rashba, similarly, in the Bayis Aruch, Tosa Bayis Aruch by Zion, Shar Zion, seems first in general, he says, he seems to favor the Shultas, which we saw yesterday, I think, right? He says, Lo tachav l'chatchila el b'layla. Okay, abel hechad yisram l'tfila b'shabbos, inam b'yantam. The Ef Shalach of Belayla, Chofefes Bayom and Tevelas Belayla. The Lav Dafka Bayom and Tevelas Belayla Shalachav, El Afil Lach of Be'erev Shabbos, Vilit Pola Motzoy Yom Tev Rishon. Shalachav Shabbos, Bein Shal Goyas, Bein Shal Shoshana, whatever it is. The Ef Shalach of Belayla Tzilik Rav Chisin. The Dafka B'she'ina B'gufa, but he throws in one thing, okay? The Dafka B'she'ina B'gufa B'rosha B'shas Tvila. Okay? He says, basically like Tosas, okay, so you do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontem. But, and let's remember, because the Chafifa is only in the Kamas Ezra, right? The Iyun means it's checking the body, that's the right. So that the Rashbo says you should do that before going to the Mikvah. He said, So it's more or less like Tosas, okay? He says like Tosas. You do the chafif on Erev Shabbos, on Tevila on Yom Tov, which is after Shabbos. That's all right, okay? Because that's only Takonis Ezra. But the Raisa, Ian, you have to do that at night. Okay? So fundamentally, the Rosh, I'm not saying like the Rosh, but the Tevila should be pushed off. Okay? The Ran also, the Ran and Shuas, Zayin and Alvin, pages of the Rif and Shuas, Dir Masa Lokasha, and so on. Also says basically the same way like Tosfos and Rashba. Look at the end, the last line of this page. Im chal yontav achar Shabbos chofefes be'erev Shabbos v'tovelas leil sheni b'Shabbos zeh kidei shel tochos leil atvila atzma v'chashin and shemol tochos yofet. Is that concern? Umi im chal shnei yom tov shoshan achar Shabbos im nizam lo atvila v'atzay yontav natin yontav sheni chofef tochos be'o salay la atzma kidei shel tochos kolka. Okay. He says that those who say that you don't go that far as three nights, you know, pushing it that far off. Okay. Anyway, that's you do the chafif on Erev Shabbos according to him also. So that's we'll come back to the extra case in a moment. Look at seven, the Shulchan Aruch here in Tzivav. Bottom line, Chal Leil Tvilosim, let's say Shabbos, Behu Yontif, Sheyef Shalachov, Oz Tochov Erev Shabbos. So it's like Tosas, like the Rashba. Like the Ran seems to say, not like the Rosh Yipush or Tzilas. That's the first part. That's a Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So you do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos in such a case. And this is not, you know, again, we just had it with Pesach, right? The Shabbos is Yantav. Okay? Now, the problem is, what if it's a 2-day Yantav? What if it's putting off 2 days? All right? So here, if you look at Source 8, the Balamor, there's a Sogas, right, to the Bala Nefesh. In the Salam Achlokas and Simon Gimel, okay, to Sugi the Shema Os Dalim, he says, Kulos and Sula Mecha Bimama Mitbalala, fine, all right. We don't have the real Mecha Balala Mitbalala Mitzayotiv after Shabbos, Ram Efshe Chabalala, the whole Adifa Lama Hakokas Chafifta Gimel Yama Obeys Yamin. Okay, basically the Balamor says that in the case where there are 2 days of Yontif after Shabbos, like this past Pesach, okay, like the first days of Pesach this year, the last day of Pesach this year was just one day, it was Sunday, right? So Shabbos, Sunday, the last days, all right? Oh, no, they weren't. Were they? Yeah, they were. For Shabbos and Sunday, the last days this year, right? But the first days of Pesach we had, Motzei Shabbos was the first night of Yontif. You had 2 days to follow. Sometimes, like, Shulis happens like that. But Balamor says you can't do the Chafif on Erev Shabbos there at the Tvila. 3 nights later, third night, after the other. You can't separate the Chafif from the Tevila that far. Okay? And it's basically based on that Gemara that we saw yesterday. Again, we had all the four sheikhs in the Amorai, remember? So you put it in the way the Balamor understands, you can't knock it off more than 1 day. There's more than 1 day that the Yatif is much like last day's a Pesach this year, where Motzei Shabbos was Yatif. So, okay, so the Chafif can be done on Erev. Yantif, and the tefillah is going to be Sunday night. Okay, so it's basically 2 days away from when they do the chafifa. That we'll allow. But already, it's Yantif, like the first days of Pesach this year were Sunday, Monday, the chafifa on Friday for Monday night, that far we don't go. That's in the Balamor. Says, and therefore, you'll have no choice but to do the, you can't do the chafifa, you can't separate the chafifa and tefillah that far. Okay? That's the Balamor. However, the Rambam, I'm not sure. All right, the Rambam, you can go different ways. Look at the Rambam, Hilchas Mikvos, Perek Beis, Alochot Tezayin, 9. Takonis Ezra, he should hear Isha Chofef and Sarab Achar Katzipo. Vim Efsha Alochot Balala, Vipo Viyad, Techel of Chubi Harizim Shubo. Uvishas Hadchak. O Mipne Acholi, Chofef and Safil Be'erv Shabbos, and Tevelas Lemotsoi Shabbos. So you can Yudaik in the Rambam, they only allows it if what? If the Tevil is going to be Motsi Shabbos. Okay, what if it was going to be the next night? You know, is the Rambam saying, what's that?
And even then it's only
right, so the question is, well, what does Shasachak mean? First of all, the question is, what does Shasachak mean? Okay, and second of all, is the Rambam being Dafka? Is the Rambam saying Dafka? All right, the Beis Yosef says that's the Rambam means, it is Dafka. All right, that's what Beis Yosef says.
Meaning for a 2-day Yom Tov, what do you do?
What's that?
Meaning for the Rambam, for a 2-day Yom Tov, and her Leil Tevil is on a Sunday night. Like first days of Pesach this year.
Yeah.
So what would the Rambam say to do?
You would not be able to do the chafifa. You have to do it. You would have to. Sounds like you'd have to put it off.
Yes, put it off.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if I can find that before. Again, the Rambam is not so clear. Okay. He quotes the Rambam. Just a second. Yeah, that's one second. Yeah, again, the Rambam, it's hard to say. That's the Beis Yosef's Tolling with here in Source 10. I mean, you look at it, but Dr. Rambam quotes the Rambam. Nira Shehuzal Sover Dilamai Dasikna Hilpas Aisha Horus Ha'efsha Ha'efsha. He writes, La'olam lo tafsik ben yom de chafif al yom until yosir mi yom echad. Yosir mi yom echad. Yeah. I think that's how it seems to learn the Rambam. Okay. Now, in this regard, again, it's not how the Rosh Bo learned it, right? The Rosh Bo seemed to learn in Yovaita, right? The Rosh Bo says even a couple days. It's only the Eon later on. Yeah, or the Rambam. All right, now we look at Levita. So the Rosh there in Siman Lamed Zion says in 11, V'chein Nogos HaNosh Ha'idna V'nizharos B'Shabbos V'litin Tavsh V'nem L'tz Asen G'dobar Sh'yobol B'chatzisa V'chamos Kitzna Ma'im L'hadach V'nasor V'shukotem and so on. He says, V'gam Kosh HaSor Z'yafah Sh'ol Yislach L'chud. The Rosh basically says that women would get themselves ready in Erev Shabbos and they would avoid doing things on Shabbos which create a chatzitza. Here they wouldn't give food to their kids. They don't know what to do with sticky foods, and then they'll use heated water. It was heated up before Shabbos to wash their body and so on. They'll also tie their hair in certain ways so it won't get knotted or dirty and so on. All right.
Does that actually work?
Again, they have to do a more superficial check afterwards. We said, but they would try to avoid. After having done the chafifa on Erev Shabbos, they avoid the stuff that will create chatzitza. And then they'll check themselves superficially on Motzai Shabbos, on the Leil HaTevila. Sefer Truma also, Siman Kuf, 12, Hashta L'chol HaPerushim, Mutar Lirchatz V'lach V'Leil HaTevila Asa, Elef Yirashi Adif Tvei Lirchatz B'yom HaSamach HaTevila Kedei Shelo Tamayr Atzma, Shel Zemachai Adab Asa Lirchatz B'am L'lach B'yom Ki B'layla, Hech Yishchol L'lach B'layla, Hilchach Tov V'nachon, everything we said. Okay, now, and let's wait till nightfall, this is what we mentioned, but we'll find what I'm looking for. Third line of the next page. Im hu yontif motzei Shabbos, ochal tzilos alel beiz b'Shabbos, shnei yam tov yirech b'Shabbos, shein yachal l'chot b'cham klal, v'lo l'tzir klal rotro, Oz Tirchat Bechaman Hate Me Erev Shabbos, as Gufa Vesosha, everything we talk about, Atzma Lo Tavata Lo Omna. Okay. He says you do it on Erev Shabbos even if it's a couple of days. And make sure, brush your teeth, Tachta Shina Hate Me Amaychal Sachal Om Shemin Time, do everything you can to get rid of the Chatzitza. That's how the Sefer Truma learned as well. Again, yes, maybe about the Rav, I'm not sure what Rambam Shita is, what it means Dafka or not. Okay, now...
Yeah, if you say he's being Dafka, that means you have to push off the Tevila, you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying, but I'm not convinced, I don't know if it means that. I'm saying, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It's not clear. Okay. As far as this issue of, giving the kids food and so on and so forth, so it's just the Bach, the Sifiyot Beis, Aaron R. Simon. Okay, it doesn't mean that she can't handle food at all. The Bach is saying we're not going to go overboard. It's little kids' food. The tavshilo daisa. Okay, kids eat the cereal and other sticky stuff. Okay, so that you can't do. and also so tasuk b'isa v'shava. Okay, doesn't mean she can't handle other foods. Okay, and below ha'isa kavanas harosh rabbeinu she declares b'kach. You know that she can't touch any food, so that far we don't go. Okay, so the Bach basically says that she should deal with the problem is the food that is sticky. But other foods and something else. Now she'll have to do a check, but she doesn't, you know, we tell her not to deal with things that are dirty and are sticky. The Beis Yosef also talks about it. Was a hero says, any makir, all right? You know, why can't you get, she can wash herself afterwards and so on. But the problem is, came with the Adayim Askanios, we have that, Nichols, there's Adayim, the Adayim Askanios, same. EF, she'll say, the Daita, Shachas, Arega, Aratiga, Malava Daita. But you don't know, all right? But oh, she also, Nichols, here, she, Yivdik, Yudayim, you know, check your hands out and so on. All right. So, yeah. But he basically says if she's sure that she didn't touch anything, you know, then she doesn't even have to check it before going to the tefillah. But you can never really be that sure. All right. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch now, Sifah, continuing Sifah. Here's how Shulchan Aruch paskens. You had what we call today a 3-day yontif, right? Thursday and Friday. So tochuf biyom rivi b'shabbos, do the chafifa erev Shabbos. That's a shulchan aruch paskens that it can be a spread of a lapse of a couple of days. The tiksha saroseh kadesh is babalu. There are more eds. Gam tizor biyom shemen chafifa l'tzila b'kol tinofes. Be careful. Shalir b'ak pashum davar. Gam benegias tafshilin. Omin isos l'vrach katanim tizor im efshol izor. Im em dorman ibokin. If EF Sholi Zohar could go, Shain Lamia Shayasem Koma or Shatuk Ligam and Shasachil, ain't Lachosh. Okay, again, let's remember these things don't, even sticky things don't automatically stick to your hand and make a chatzitza. He said, Lachatrila, it's better to watch out, Ramah said. Right, Lachatrila, should be careful not to have things that are sticky and giving food to the children. You can't really be careful about it, then wash your hands each time. Okay, and then we call Machum Tichter a cold palm shall tell the Chatzitza. We shall satfila to ayin the Tibda Okate. If she can't avoid handling stuff, the mother with little babies and so on, the world, okay, if she can't avoid it, so then it's okay. She can still go to the mikveh and just wash her hands every time. That's basically what the post is saying, is be alert. She should be alert to the fact that, you know, she's done her chafifa already, she has to go to the mikveh. They can't suspend life, okay, especially with little kids and food and everything else, and Yontif especially, right? So, you know, so she's careful to wash her hands each time, and then when she goes to the mikveh, check things out, okay? And also the same thing with brushing her teeth and so on. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. V'shal sila ta'ayim v'tiv heiter go v'zar zosho, shal dabar chotzen, tadiach beis astar ma'ayim shema, v'ayim v'cham shiruch mo'afil b'yontif, v'chein ta'atzo shineh, okay? The Torah should be ruled or bustle, etzim and so on, they should brush your teeth, which we do anyway. The women brush their teeth today, they floss all the time. It's not to be in position the way the current thing's done anyhow. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz points out it's important tests that, again, you know, you can warm up water on Yatav. Some rechitza is allowed in Yatav. We don't allow rechitza, it's called Gufo Becham in Yatav, but some form of rechitza is allowed. Okay, so, you know, there'll be a difference in this halacha, says the Taz, which way the 3-day Yontif goes. In other words, is the third day Shabbos? A third day Shabbos, you can't do much. The third, right? It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and that's the 3-day Yontif. So then, says the Taz, when is it a Leil Tefillah Motzei Shabbos after 2 days, you know, after the Yontif, or, you know, on the second day of Yontif after Shabbos? Is it Monday night? Right, that make a difference in terms of, you know, washing with the Dvarim Chamim. That's what the Taz points out. 3-day Yontif, we usually refer to that as Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, but I remember that Shechter used to tell us that the certain people always, you know, that he said the Rav, I think, said that any wild sheet that anybody ever had, they wanted to justify it, even if it was wrong. It's, oh, the Vilna Gaon says like that. There's a grow like that. So he gave us an example that I think told the Rav said that there was a situation, I think it was Shavuos, it was Sunday, Monday. So the rabbi of the shul made a mistake the previous Shabbos. He said, we have to make an Erev Tavshilin next week. So Erev Tavshilin is only the other way. Erev Tavshilin is only when it's Thursday from Yontif goes into Shabbos, not when Shabbos goes into Yontif. So one of the people in the shul said to the rabbi, no, the Erev Tavshilin is the other way. No, they're only going to Zmach, we have to have Erev Tavshilin. No such thing. You know, the Rosh Hashanah was lamenting that the Rav himself became that joke. Every time somebody said something wild, the Rav Salvatrik had such a practice. Okay, anyway, but the Taz is Mechalak with two different types of, two different orders, so to speak, of the three day yantav. Okay. The Shach also is very important, it's called Yud Aleph. All right, again, even if we're Makel, quote unquote, the wrong word exactly, but Makel to allow the Chafifa on Erev before. And she's going to be careful on everything else, but for sure, she's going to need the Eon, right? That which is the Raisa. Okay, so certainly that's true in general. That's true in general. Certainly, if several days have gone by between the Chafifa and the Tevila, and she handles stuff and so on and so forth, okay, she definitely has to do some sort of Eon. Okay, and look what the Shach writes. Al Kain, three lines on the bottom. The answer called Yalaviv. Al Kain, Be'ina B'Shas Chafifa. Be'ina B'Shas Chafifa, who didn't low Kain, Pshita, the law saw Tevila. Okay, the Tevila wouldn't be good. So you certainly need to do that. You certainly need to do that Eon before the Tevila. Okay, and that's how the Bira Gro explains. We've got a new test because we're making on all this stuff with Chafifa, because only Drabana to begin with. Chafifa, Drabana, Mekila, Be'ina, the Raisa, I'm not going to Lahachi Klal. You can't do the Eon 2 days before. That's got to be done right before. That there's no choice. Okay, so that's what Gaon says. The whole coolest, so to speak, is if if you're doing the Eon, which is the right. The whole cool is only by Chafifa's Drabanan. Okay, everyone with me? And it's not that difficult. Now the interesting question comes up in the next Sif Zayin. Okay. So we know, we had some discussion. We know that the woman doesn't go to the mikveh until the night time. At night, we discuss this at length. So we go until night after, the last day, right? The seventh day. What if it's the eighth day, it's the ninth day, it's whatever, it's already passed. So technically speaking, she can go during the day, the whole question of srach bita, right? We discussed that at length. So here's an interesting question, okay? Where she did the chafifa on Erev Shabbos, all right? In the case where she did the chafifa, and she wants to do tefillah on Shabbos because the eighth day, whatever the circumstance, where tefillah is on Shabbos. In the question, Shabbos day. It's the same problem, Shabbos day. She can't do the chafifah on Shabbos day. Do the chafifah on Friday. So Tosas there and Nida Sam is not really Tim Masim Mishum Srach Bita. That's so good. Quote, so Rabbeinu Meshulam, Hiter Le'isha Be'ir, Shalachos Le'ganavim. Right? They were afraid to go out at night. We discussed this, right? They were afraid to go out at night because they were robbers and muggers on the street and so on and so forth. Okay. Loch of Parish Shabbos, Bishri Shalom. The Litbo, Beyom Shabbos, Ushminim, Beyom Yom, Mishum Ganovim. Right? So he said, okay, so do the Chafif on Friday and go to the Mikvah Shabbos day. She couldn't go to the Mikvah Friday day because it was not the right time. It was the seventh day. So she couldn't go to the Mikvah on Friday day, but she could do the Chafif on Friday day, go Shabbos day because you're afraid of Ganovim. However, Rabbeinu Tam Oser, the trei kule lo ashkechon, the shor hashas harchok es chafifa mitvila usrach mita. Okay, you can't take two kulas. Rabbeinu Tam said, all right. Rabbeinu Tam, you can't allow two kulas. You can't allow both harchok es chafifa mitvila, which is a kula, right? And something that's going to lead to srach mita. You don't allow both. Right, we allow one. We allow sometimes people to be told during the day they're afraid of burglars or whatever, like we mentioned. Fine. But you can't combine two kulas like that. So Paschal on the top here. The Rosh also reports, Hilchos Mikvah Simon Lamed Zayin 21, Rabbeinu Meshulam Zal, Hitter Be'iro, Lacho Ber Shabbos Zippo, Yom Shabbos, Tel Yerel Zippo Lila, Meshulam on the top, the Trey Kulab Adada, Adada, Lama Kalina, Kulab Disrach Bita, Mekulab Darachok, Eschafifa Mitvila. And the Mordechai also, in Shulah Shemesh Tovshin Mem Zayin, also quotes this, Rabbeinu Meshulam was Mater, and Rabbeinu Tam was Machmer. And he says, because the two kulas you can't put together. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siv Zayin, 23, B'mokom Shireos Lipol B'Laila, the women are afraid to go out the street at night, Ein Lahat Telachmer Shabbos Lipol B'Yom Shabbos. The train kula B'Hadda, D'Elam Akilam, kula Zrachwitam, kula Zrachwitam, kula Zrachwitam. Okay, that's an important point of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let's turn to the next issue, which is what happens if she finds the Dabar HaChotzeitz after Tevila. We'll touch on it a little bit, but now we'll go into that, right? She finds something Chatzitza, Dabar HaChotzeitz after the Tevila. So that's the Gemara on Samach Bavon Beis, 24. Right, not really the topic of the next remainder of the soon, more or less. Okay. Amar Rava, Tavla, but also Benimtzala Damar Chotzeit. Okay, what's the story? Okay, she went to the mikveh, all right, and she knows obviously she was soon she did chafifa. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Im Samacha Chafifa Tvila, Eina Tricha Lachov Malipo. All right, she does not. If she already, the Gemara says, if she already did a chafifa before going to the mikveh, then she doesn't need to be tovel again if she found something afterwards. And Rashi explains why. 25. Whatever she found on her now, when she was getting dressed or when she came home, must have come on afterwards. Afterwards, because she did a chafifa, some of the tefillah, and she checked herself out. She did it. She scrubbed herself and brushed herself. Did everything right. And now she and didn't find anything. So he went to the mikveh. Later on, she came out of the mikveh and found this. She was getting dressed, or she came home. The mistama came from afterwards. It's okay. Avol im lav. But if not, then tzricha lachov v'libo. She'll do another chafifa and go into the mikveh again. Okay. That's a Rashi. So the Rabban, Hilchos Nida, Perek Tes of Zion 26. Afal pi shechofev tzvos v'layla. Bodekas kol gufa yofes samach tefillah shemei elav davar chotit. Again, that's the iyun, right? That you got to do. All right, even if you did a chafifa during the day, like we preferred, although it's late in the day. Bodka biyom b'shas chafifa v'lo bodka samach tefillah laila. What if she did everything, but she didn't check again before going to the mikveh? So im shomra atzum b'shas shechofa v'ashetavah v'asek v'doi nidruva also a tefillah. The man says if she was careful, which usually are, she wasn't going anywhere. She'd go to work, and meanwhile, she'd go cooking or baking. She went straight to the mikveh. So then the tefillah counts. So she did the chafifa. So says the Rabban. She did the chafifa, even if she did the chafifa earlier, the tefillah later, you can assume that it came from somewhere else if she checked herself thoroughly. All right, Rashbo also agrees. Zion. He quotes the Gemara first, and he says, if she didn't do the iyun properly, then we have to be afraid. Okay, but if she did, then the tefillah counts. Then the tefillah counts. The Ran also, the Rif and Shul's Vavmer Beis, the page of the Rif, Ika Benayo, we call Mokham Shamir Hacha, the Afal God, the Lo Chafa, some of the tefillah. Okay, for example, because again, what these Rishonim are pointing out is you look in the language of the Gemara back in 24, right? The Gemara says, Amarava, Tavala, but also Nitzah, the Machot, it's Im Samuch HaChafifa Tvila. Right? And we're talking here in cases where it wasn't Samuch. She did it during the day, the way we do it. She did it during the day. So it's not quite Samuch HaChafifa Tvila, like the Shulta says. Not quite. Rechosh and Rashi also want to do it earlier, do a good job. But if she guarded herself, you know, and made sure, well, the way the Ran writes, okay, the lo chafal samachot, it wasn't exactly, okay, he says, dafka nimtala darachot says, hudala also tzvila, im lo nimtala, lo nimtala also, okay, and that's one thing. And he says, myri kishina samachot tzvila, di lo, lo hainam akila. Again, she did the Ian gar torahu, let's remember, the Ian is the raisa. But if she did the iyun, then the tefillah counts. So Shohar Paskin and Simches 29, Bimei Chol, Im Chafafa Ve'ina Atzma Hayom V'Tavla B'Layla Yom Acher Or the Yom Tov in the way whatever. Also the tefillah B'Di'evet, Afal Pishol Ha'Chafifa B'Dika Samach B'Tefillah. Okay, even the cases, and the Shohar says, even in the cases, there was some other reasons for delay. The tefillah count. So the chafifa and iyun were not right near each other. Okay, the tefillah was later that night. It's okay, at least with the yabin. Okay, now, the next issue is, well, what if she didn't do a chafifa or a bedikah at all? She never did it. She's supposed to do it. She didn't do it. Okay, what's the din if she didn't do a chafifa or iyun? If she didn't do a chafifa or iyun? You have a question? That's the next case. That's the second part of Sifches. So the Raivin says in Shara Tefillah 7 Gimel, Afila ina nafsha b'shas Tefillah, chafifas harosh mi'elo sagala b'evni. It kind of says, fine. Okay. And then he writes to the end, Mishum hachi kad tavla, below b'dikas haguf, below chafifa, lo salkala Tefillah kal. Here, Rabbi Paskin, no good. Tefillah is no good. Even if she went to the mikveh, Okay, if she does not do any of this, it's no good. Rabban also writes in Perek Tes, Vilchus Nida, still in Oschez, the same one we quoted before. The next one that we quoted before. Bod Kaatz Miyafa, Velo Chafafa. Afilu Chafal Achaz, Velo Hezzer Kosher, Bechol Gufa Kilo Tavlo. And we're not talking about she found something on her afterwards. She never found anything. But she did not do the proper Medika. And again, Rabban also learns it's Kilo Tavlo. The same thing in the Rashba. The Bayis Aruch, Bayis Zion, Char Zion, 33. Mishum Hachi, Kitavla, Bilvad, Bidika, Saguf, Below Chafifa, or also Lotzil Klav. That's how we pass it. Okay, now, the Bach, he learns the Ramban a little differently because the Ramban kind of lumped them together. Okay. Bodkats, Below Chafifa, just a minute. He learns Ramban differently. One second, what was the Bach here? Chafifa alone. I'm not sure he gets it, so he says, take a look at the Bach, 34. The Bach writes, I'm talking, you can't hold the color of Elohel, how do you know the Ramban? That's a different issue. Okay. At the end, he says the Ramban also ought to be loved. The Bach learns Ramban. Does that work? The Bach learns one is saying the Chafif alone was missing would be okay. The Ramban also ought to be loved. Why? It's not the way we learned the Ramban. We learned Ramban said Kilo Tovo. Not sure where the Bach gets that from. I was looking at this before. I'm not sure about the our text or Ramban, the way we have it, look at 32. Bodkats of a low chafafo, then kilo low tavla. And the way the Bach learns is that if it's in a machokas, derived in Ramban. That's not the way we saw it. I'm not sure. Okay, he learns Ramban differently. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sidches, Avon lo chof of a klal, lo also lo tvila af al pi she'ina ba'atz magufa. Okay, v'afilu chof am yad achar tvila tzorka v'asek lo motza shum lima kosher, no hairs on her, whatever, lo also lo tvila, v'in tzorka omer chof am achum ser, v'lo ina b'shar gufa, she also lo tvila, she'ina gufa d'var Torah. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like we said, that when I'm not sure where he gets it from the Bach. Yeah. All right. Anyway, she did chafifa, and even if she didn't find anything on her afterwards, even if she found anything on her afterwards, it's no good. No good. Yeah. And even if she did a chafifa afterwards, it still found nothing, right? It's still no good. That's what Shach explains to Gottlieb Gimel. Shani Omer Shem Shach Tzilah HaKosher Achshav Nita Onisho Matzakit. There was honor and so on. Okay. Now, as far as the base of storm is concerned, so if you remember, we had that Gemara on Tzav Bavon, Beis 37. Maisa B'Shifosu Shurebi Shetobo Ba'olso Nimtzol Etzem Chotzi Bein Shinel Yitzicha Rebbe Tzvila Cheres. Okay, so that's, you have to do Ion in the base of Storm as well. So with this in mind, the Ravid writes, and the Balei Nefesh, Sha'atul Smith base, right? Meha Shaminen, the second line, Shim Lo Hidicha base of Storm, the base of Kmotim Shalom, Benimzim the Rechotah Shalom also Lotvila. Shim Lo Nimzim the Rechotah, Fabi Shalom Bodka, Korotvila also Lotvila. In a domino dika sagub la chavit rosh kedem in la memor kamon, but she chosu rebbe lo bodka sinel, koron tvila afil hachi, time of the nimtza etzem, and shenay tvila rebbe tvila cheres, alav hachi lo. Okay, basically we find a distinction between the base of storim, where we said there, when it comes to the rest of the body, even if you never did a bedika, and afterwards you came out and searched, and nothing, too bad, still no good. The base of storim is different. Okay, the base of storm is Remekel, if you talk and find anything afterwards. Okay, that's the chiluk. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Tes 39. The Medrar Maurim Bishar Kalagul. Also, so that's just an important chiluk in the base of storim. Again, everything should be checked. The rest of the body, if you didn't check it and it didn't tefillah disqualified. That's what we just saw. But that was a sifches. But the sifches, that's medar or more of a shar kolagup, but not the base of storim. But not the base of storim.
Okay. Based on the shach, it seemed to me that the chiluk was that here you didn't even do iyun.
I think they lumped them together. No, I don't think that's the chiluk. Is it?
What's the chiluk? I don't.
Well, who's it? Well, we'll explain it, the chiluk. Okay. But you're talking about the shach, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're correct. I was about to say that. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, the shach is not an arsimon. The shach in the previous, that you're referring to, you're 40? The shach in the previous simon, since you caught in Lamed Beis, says that. He gave some funny reason that they probably didn't get in there afterwards, but he said, okay, the difference is that the bdikas aguf chafir shorish is different. The hasam mina bias mayim, and the hachalom mina bias mayim, and the royal bias mayim. The chach talin lekula. Is that what you're referring to? That there was no iyun.
I'm looking at the Shach Yurches on our Simon, Rana Shah that Halacha.
Yeah. The Shach, where is it? Down on the sheet? I'm going to have it on the sheet. Yeah, so what did he say? Read it. What did he say?
It's Vechoshkin Yimlo Chafafa. And here it is. That's the Chiddush.
I mean, the Shulchan Aruch here seems to be saying, by the base of storm, even if there was no Iyum, the Tefillah is still good.
Right.
By the base of storm. By the base of storm. When it comes to the rest of the body, even if you did, it's the other extreme, even if you did Iyum, but didn't do Chafifa, look back at the 35, right? It says, in Lo Chaf Makal, So then the tefillah is no good. But the base of storim, even if you're saying even if he didn't do iyun, I think that's true. Even if he didn't do iyun, it's still good. So it's just you're pointing out the extreme. The Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the base of storm, looking 39, it says,
yes.
Lo ina also.
So.
Even if it didn't do either, so I don't think it makes a difference. Yeah. Okay. Now, if we go back before, that's that case. Now, look back for a second at the Gemara in 24, Samuel Beis. Amar Rava, Tavla, but also Nimsal Darachotes, im Samuch Lachafi Vatvila, Ain't a Tarach Lachafi Vatvila, we love Tichalach Vatvila, right? The issue is Samuch Lachafi Vatvila, and we saw the Yishon who says, pretty close is good enough, even if not right before. However, there's Ikadam, which now is in 41. Ikadamri, im Ba'osa Yom Shechaf Vatvila, Ain't a Tarach Lachafi Vatvila, we love Tichalach Vatvila. The Gemara has a different girsa. Okay, it's a different girsa. There, the Gemara says, in other words, well, the listener comma, the way we have it, what's the case? The case is she came out of the water and found something on her sometime afterwards. She found Dabar Chotzes. So according to Rava 24, the question is, well, did she do a Chafifa nearby, near them? That's the critical question. All right? If she did some of Chafifa Tvila, then you don't have to worry about that Dabar Chotzes that she found, the tefillah is good. But if not, she's going to have to be told again. Yeah? That's the way Rava, that's what we had in 24. But Hika the Amri says that's not the issue. The issue is not whether she did Chafif for some of the tefillah. The issue is, was it on the same day? In Ba'osa Yom, Shechafa Tavla, that's the way it's some of it. It's the same day. Then, Eina Tzricha Lacha Filippo. You love Tzricha Lacha Filippo. All right, so what's the difference? My Benayim. So you can Benayim lismoch chafifa tefillah. Okay, in other words, as Rashi says, the Lishna kama be'inat samacha chafifa tefillah. Kordelisha Basra, you don't. Okay, you don't need to, it's not a question of Samach Avid, it's almost the same day. Okay, so, you know, if she did a chafifa in the morning, okay, and then went to the mikveh late in the day, it's that same day, okay, so Lishna Kama, that wouldn't be good because Samach, it wasn't Samach, chafifa and tefillah were not Samach. But according to the Lishna Bas, it would be good because it's the same day, okay, right? And the other nafkamin is Lamechav Biyamam Lipol Laila. All right, according to the Lishna Basra, that would not be valid tefillah, but Lishna Kama would be. Okay, so that's the machlokas. So what's the bottom line? Is what is the critical issue? Is the critical issue Samach Chachamim Tefillah or Osa Yom? Again, the case is she finds the Dabrachotetz when she came out of the mikveh. Does she have to go in again? So according to Lishna Kama, it depends whether the Chafif was done Samach enough, close enough to the Tefillah. The other one was it the same day? Those are the two sheetahs. So how do we assume? But it's a little confusing if you look at the Rishonim, because the Rishonim have the order of the Gemara differently. Our Gemara has, compares verses 24 and 41. Our Gemara says the Lishna Kama is the critical thing is Samach Lachafik Matrila. The Lishna Basra, the critical thing is the same day. The Rishonim have the other way around. So when they talk about Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra, it's the opposite of what we have. So I'm sorry, it's a little confusing. Created. Okay, take a look at the Balei Nefesh in Shara Tzulis in Gimel 43. Gufa, Amar Rava, Tavla, but also Benimta Rechotze in Ba'Osa Yom. Right, here's the Osa Yom first. In Ba'Osa Yom, Shavu Tavla, Enot Tichalach, with Bob, in Lab, Tichalach, with Bob. He could Amri, in Summer Chavu, Tavla, in Enot Tichalach, with Bob, in Lab, Tichalach, with Bob. By Benayu, and so has Nika Benayu. Good. So, the Rav, you see how the Rav has the order different than our Gemara. No one sees that, right? That's pivotal because the Rabbi now says the Kaimalon Kalishna Basra, okay, which is our Lishna Kama, namely that the critical factor is Samach Chachavitha Tvila. In low Tavla, Samach Chachavitha, Nimsal of the Rechotze, Tvicha Lofo, Lipo Pamacheret. In low Nimsal of the Rechotze, Tvila Sa Tvila, we didn't have a Machim Lashar, that's fine. Okay, so at the end of the day, the Rabbi Paskins, that if you had Chachavitha, Samach Tvila, then the Tvila counts. Because he says we paskin like the Lishna Basra. His Lishna Basra is our Lishna Kama. The critical factor is Samach Chachafim Tefillah. If you had that, you had the Samach Chachafim, then you're in good shape. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? So that's just, you have to keep that in mind when going through these Rishonim, that they had the version of text, which is not the same gifts that we have. It's the same topic, but same words, but just different order. Okay? And the Ran and the Rif and Shmuel's Vav and Reish 44 quotes. Zui Girsa Rafasi, the Lishna Kama, Lo Be'inu, Shabasa Be'inu. The Kama and Kilishna Basa. Again, that's our Lishna Kama. Okay, the critical factor is Samach Latvila Chafifa. All right? The Rashba also. Okay? However, the Rashba disagrees. Okay, the Rashba in the Torah Sabayas. Again, according to the Rav, according to the Ran, we'll say the name of the Rif, the critical factor is do you have Samach Chafifa Tvila? Whichever listen it is, but that's however, the Rashbor seems to learn not that way. The Rashbor writes in the Torah Sabai Zorah Pai Zion Shar Zion 45, Ubiyu the Rav Shamin Lachatkhila, who the boy Yunus Samach Tvila, or Inus Shalom is Samach Tvila, but at the same day, the Tavla also La Tvila. So he seems to say it goes by the same day, which is like our Lishna Basra. Okay, and that's how the Rambam seems to learn also. Look at the Rambam Hilchos Megillos, Perek Beis, Halachah Yud Zayin, 46. Tavla ve'olsa, v'nimtza l'darachotis, in ve'olsa hayom, she'chofa tavla en atzvich olaf pham shnir, and l'chazer tzolos miyad bovad. Okay? Okay? En atzvich olaf pham shnir, you don't need a new chafif, it was the same day. And the Rabbi there, by the way, disagrees. The Rabbi there, the Shitosa, disagrees. Amar Ram, Hak Kamon, Kalishna Basa, which is our Lishna Kamon. But it's not a matter of the same day, it's a matter of Samach Chafim Tvila. And the Rambam, by the way, seems to require you don't need another Chafim, you need another Tvila. That's the second argument. The Rabbi says, no, this is not another Chafim, not another Tvila either. I don't need anything else. So the Rabbi was Shitosa. So to Machokas, the Rabbi, you see the Rabbi on the Rambam, not Sogas, saying the same thing, what he said in the Balei Nefesh in 43. How do we pass him? So Shulchan Aruch says here now it's a yud. Chafafo, ve'ina. She did everything right. She did a proper scrubbing and a proper, everything good. The tavla. Ubaliyasa, nimtzala, davar chotit. Later on, she went back to the room and getting dressed, she finds something on it, the chotit. Im betoch ona, she chafafo, tavla. And that's like our lishna basra. Betoch ona, the same day. Then, ena tzucha tvila cheres. Im lav, tzucha tvila cheres. Again, Ramon says, afal pi, choy sa chafifa, samach tvila. We go. Shechafa b'yom samach le'erev, the tavla b'tchilas ha'layla, which is what we're supposed to do, ho b'ha b'shtei onos, it's still a problem. La Rambam, b'en kach, tichot v'il acheres, and when shizu ena tzorach lach zolach, like we said in the Rambam, that's the second name of Chobis. But in any event, in Shulchan Aruch here, 47 paskins, like those we've shown them, who say that it's a matter of the day. Okay? Even if the chafifa is supposed to feel, that's not good enough. Okay? Not good enough. Because it's two different days. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. I quoted that Rashi, we saw that already, right in 48. The Lo Chafa Filah Ina Ba'atzon, also the Tefila. Filah Ina Ba'atzon, yeah. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shach, though, it's a quote in Yadalim, says the Yesh Poskin, that ain't, well, not like the Shulchan Aruch, ain't mechalkin bein betoch ona, ela bein samoch l'tvila ona, right, that we saw. The Shach simply quotes those other Rishonim who say the issue, the critical issue is not same day, but samoch l'chafif l'tvila. She chafif l'samoch l'tvila, ain't tzorach l'achta v'lacha v'lubo, im la tzorach l'achta v'lacha v'lacha v'lubo, v'chein da'as ha'raibin, and on Sogos and so on, and it's a machokas, he says in the gear, so therefore he says, yesh l'hachim r'kishtei adeus, okay, that you need both. The chafif and the tefila have to be close together, and it has to be done the same day for us to say that she wouldn't have to go into the mikveh again. In other words, you'll always need another chafif and tefila, okay? Unless you had both samach chafif and tefila and the same on the same day. Okay, so that's the shach. It's regarding your dalit. Okay. The Pesach Tshuva, it's a cotton vav, and according to that shita, the Rambam holds that you need another tefillah, but you would not need another chafifa, which is what we said. No, we just require another tefillah, but not another chafifa. Okay, good. Next case. What happens if, again, she came out of the mikvah and found the davar chotzeitz? Okay, but it's a davar chotzeitz from something that she worked with, right? So it's something she was handling after the tefila, right? The item, whatever the davar chotzeitz was food or whatever. She was something she was doing after she came out of the mikveh. So it's pretty clear that we told her that. That's the next case in the next sef yud aleph. So the Gemara has in chulin yud and aleph. Okay. Masi Rabbah Sir, Huna Taval, I'm talking about a man also, it doesn't matter. But all of an imsa of chotzeitz, afal pishnis asek ba'osa min kolam kulo, lo also lo tvila ad shiomar borili, shalahoy la kodavachem. You have to be able to say, I know for sure. Kolam kulo, very important Rashi there in 52, kolam kulo lachar tvila. He came out of the mikveh and now he's working with this substance. Okay, and then that's what he found stuck on him, or her, whatever. But the point is they're working with that particular substance. It was a davar chotzeitz. So the Rava says that again, there's in chulin yudam alaf tavav and imtzal of davar chotzeitz. Even though this asik posa min kolam kulo again is rashi meaning elachar tvila, elachar tvila, tvila doesn't count unless you can say borrowly that it wasn't on before. So paskins, so says the Gemara. Now Tosas points out that over here in this situation, Tosas in chulin yudam alaf dimasha atchiyomer borrowly. How chalom miflegi bein tava samach tefila lelo samach tava lelo tava samach. I'm sorry. How chalom miflegi bein tava samach chafifa lelo tava samach chafifa. Okay. Here we don't make any distinction. You know whether it's samach or the day issue. That issue doesn't come up over here. There's no distinction whether it was samach chafifa or not. Like you had tefila samach chafifa or not. Now, Rabbi Natan, why not? Why do we have the same chiluk? Okay, we had before that if you sell a chavu tefillah, then we don't need it. So why don't we say the same thing here? Well, why don't we say the same thing here? This should depend on whether the chafifa was near the tefillah or not, or the other shita near the same day. Why don't we make the same chilukim? So when the Talmud gives it there, the halacha of ma'ariv and nitzav beguf, last time I read some barosh, the chafifa lo tikkun ezra ela barosh. And that's that machlokas which we had yesterday. When it says you need chafifa, it's only talking about the hair on the head, the whole body. So he says, assuming that it's only talking about the head, only that the Tikkun Ezra ela barosh. So that's one chilek that he makes. But others give different terutzim. Tosis, that's the Tosis Chulin. Neither Tzavom and Beis, okay, raises this question of Chulin again, the other direction. Right? The Gemara Nida says it depends on some of the Chafifa Tvila. And I, the case in Chulin, said that does not make that distinction. Also a Tvila, unless you can say barley. Even though the Tosis says that the case is where the Tvila was not Samach. And Atakhi, if it was, no new tefillah would be required. So Tosis there says, the Gemara, you have to put the two Gemaras together. Even though the Gemara Chulin didn't mention that chilek, but it still is a chilek. Okay? And a chanami, that if you had chafifa, some of the tefillah, it would be also a tefillah, even though the Gemara doesn't say it. That's what Tosis says. Okay? That's what Tosis says. So, that's and the Rashba also. Okay? The Rashba and the Chidushim. 55. Kedush Rashba says, "Myri could go and shechof of Koramatil." But you know that's what he says also. One second. Okay. Now, what's interesting is the language of the Gemara was you have to be able to say. You have to be able to say borily, right, that I know that it didn't come on. Right? In other words, the Rashba has in the Bais HaKotzer, Bais Zayin Shar Zayin, he says, right, we know that if there was some of HaFifa Tzvila, and then she was osik in these other things, then we can say that it's okay. Let's look at it. He's saying like Tosfos, right? It's obviously it's talking about a case when it's chafif to some of the tefillah, even though the Gemara doesn't say it. He learns that way also. But then he adds, "V'yesh hagadolim shahoru gam bezel ha'achmer ad shetomar borili shlohaisal b'shas tefila." And that's what the Rambam also says. Rambam Hilchos Mikvos Perek Beis Halacha Chav Gimel. Mi shetovol ve'olav v'nimtzol v'lerachotet. Afal pishnis asbel samin kalam kula haru tumosa shomer yodea ani b'madai shlohaisal like kodem tefila. All the hooks of tamei hamei tamei tumosa ad shetela b'vaday shetar. So the Rambam worshipped here. Okay, so the Rambam also says the person needs to be able to say with certainty that this wasn't on me from before. Okay, so how do we pass it? So Sif Yud Aleph, the Chaver said, "Bemid v'amorim, tishol is aska bo samin achar tefila, avon is aska bo bein tefila lebedika, eina tzricha tefila acheres, shani tole also bemin shnis aska bo." But provided she did the chafifa, like lo chafa, kana tefila, ain't tole bo afal b'shnis aska bo achar tefila. He makes no mention of this chumra that you have to be able to say, I know for sure. But he does assume that it's only also la tefila based on the fact that she was osik in this sticky stuff after the tefila. She played with this material, whatever it is, but only if she did a proper chafifa. All right, so even though the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, again, like Tosfos, like Rashba, they assume that that's the case. All right, but the Shulchan Aruch, my point is, makes no mention of the idea that you have to be able to say, I know for sure. So I know for sure that it wasn't on me. However, the Shach, it's Tezayin, quotes, lo and behold, the Bach is Machmer. Look at 59. Habach posa kayesh gedolim, shever ashbo, ucharamba. The feeling is asko, samin, ein ton lahakalat shetomar borili. Shohoye salah b'shatfila. Okay. And he knows the chen dasarat. He thinks that the Rashbo says in Skidushim also like that. Okay. Okay. So anyway, that's a chumrah. That you have to be able to say borrowly, okay? The shach is choshe l'chumah. right? Rosh Hashulchan is also choshes like that. Rosh Hashulchan 60, contemporary Sifchav Gimel. Ve'ikar ladina dim achar tefillah nimtza derechot tzvicha tefillah cheres afilu nitzas kavod samin im lo shiyodas bebirur shebesas tefillah hoysa zeh. He wants to work that into the Ramah. Okay, which, okay, you can take a look. Okay, now the question is one other issue. What if there was, on this matter, one other issue is if there was something was found afterwards on the base of Starim, okay, so that's a Sifyut Beis. The Balei Nefesh writes in Shai Tzilatzim Beis 61. Okay. She found afterwards something in her mouth and so on and so forth. Okay, in the base of Storim. And she was misas, she, you know, she ate and she was handling these items or whatever it is, it could be meiko. However, the rokeach, the rokeach has a situation, a story, Simon Shinyotes. From that story with Rebbe, remember Rebbe Shifra, okay. And Rebbe required another tefillah. The thing is that there it doesn't say that she ate or whatever it is afterwards. That's the difference. That's the difference. Okay. In other words, you know. Okay. So then that's a riot from there. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin here in Sifjud Bay 63. We met Rav Mor Mishar Kol Agul. Rabbi Sastorin Im Lo Ina Also Kolu Achar Tefillah Gam Kein Lo Ina Ad Shenis Asmir Rachotes. Okay, and then he quotes that Rokeach disagrees with that. Rokeach disagrees based on the story of Rebbe. That's a shock and surprise. The test quotes is Rokeach who disagrees. Okay. I also printed again the shock from the previous siman, Kuf Tzarechez. The shock here says, take a look at this before, so the test writes, Tol Mahakel. He tells you to look back in Sifkot Lam Gimel of the previous Simon. So we'll do that. He says, Das Rokeach, ain't okay. And Rokeach disagrees. He brings the raya from the, what do you call it, from the maiden of Rebbe. I said, may not be a full raya, but anyway. So he says that the Yesh Lahakha, and he concludes Yesh Lahakha, even by Beis HaStorim. Okay? And finally, finish the Simon. To Samazam and Aleph, this is basically not Sifyut Gimel. Okay. If there's some interruption, if something happens, she handles stuff between the Chafif and the Tvila. That's this case. All right, 66. Amar Gil Rab, Nasna Tavshil of Nav, a Tav of also Lo, also a Tvila, Afagav the Hashkalecha, Amar Bidun and Afa. We saw that already before. Actually, wonders what the word means. But in any event, with this in mind, the Rashpur writes in Abayas Hakotah by Zion Shar Zion 67, Tavla Samach HaFafifa. But, Shenis Aska Ben HaFafifa Latzilu Dvarm Shosin Chatzitza, O Shenos Natav Shalom Na, he wants to Tav Shalom Dvarm Shalom Bokim, if it's sticky food, okay, sticky stuff, but also Chatzitza Grishal Pul, he gives examples of different types of the beans or whatever it is, okay, Afo Pishal and Intel Adabar Al Achatila, Lo also Latzila. She's locked with Shema Nidbach in a Tavshil, Bahoyala Bishas Tvila. Hi, Bachshil Nimshasham, Shema Nitzil by mine, it's not even offer, right? Arma Bidun and offer, right? It came out and came out of the water, we saw this. Lufiha calls a Tvila and came Ina Benafshil, Acharnas in a Tavshil, Ulachar Isaac and Lachatotim, Lototim. She'd have to do a thorough check and Ion after handling these items, all right? But again, if she, implication, if she did, then the Tvila is okay. That's what the Mordechai writes also. Remember Tavshin and Ches. Nasta Tavshin and Ches. Tavla Pershalo Ino Biyadea Kodom Tvila. Alright? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. She can, you know, again, it's like we said before, when the Shabbos in between, she can do those, handle those items, but she has to wash herself and be alert to get them off. All right, so Shulchan Aruch says in Sifri Gimel, Chafifa Kodem Tvila, Uvein Chafifa Tvila Nis'aska V'drama Chotetim, Osha Nasalem Latavshila, Haroi Ladavikba, Lo also Latvila, Afilim Bodka Miyara Chatvila, Lo Motzal Shum Dabar Chotet, Shani Omar Bela Yasim Amayim Nafam Mena, V'tzvicha Tvila Heret. But Ramo writes, Miu, however, based on this Rashba, right, and the Mordechai, Miu, in Bodka Atzma Kodem Tvila, V'rosa Shalom in Bodka Shum Dabar, Ain't Tzvicha Tvila Heret. Okay, and the best thing, she can put on clothes between Chafif and Tvila, but don't take any babies near you that are sticky and dirty. All right, she can wear clothes, but she shouldn't hold the kid against her body. We're not worried about stuff on the clothes. Let me just, before concluding the simon, that concludes the simon. Let me just mention a couple of one or two general horrors. Okay, so again, we're going back to the practical question. Okay. Going back to the machlokas Rashi, this is one horror. We'll finish. Not in the sheet. Okay, I could have printed it. It's a dog or Bob. I don't think it's in the computer. Maybe now it is. Than it used to be. Anyway, so we said that the Lamaisa in the situation of Friday afternoon, right, the minig is to do the Chafif on Friday afternoon, and again, something after Shabbos, right? And it's just, who wants to go Motzei Shabbos? So she prepares herself Friday afternoon, okay? Again, that was a question how long a lapse can we allow? Okay, how long a lapse can we allow? So Shilta Sashur says you do the Chafif at night, okay? What about Rashi? So Rashi, that's a question whether Rashi allowed such a big jump or not. But that we talked about. But Lamaisa, the Ramor quotes the Minig Amal Ashkenazim, is we do the Chafif on Friday afternoon, and then you do something else, you know, after Shabbos as well. So really, there's two ways to explain this Minig that we have. That is the Minig Ashkenaz. Not sure about the Sfarad. I didn't see it discussed.
Not the Minig Sfarad.
What?
Not the Minig.
I didn't think so, right. I didn't see anybody say it, so I assumed it was not the Minig.
Beis Yosef is very confused what this Minig is, because even Rashi agreed.
Right, right. That's because the question is, so the question is, let's remember, the Mechaber holds like the Shiltas, right? So it could be that the Ramor also fundamentally follows the Shiltas, okay? Unless he holds like the Shach, that we hold like Rashi. But anyway,
Rashi, black on white, says that if the mikvah night is Motzei Shabbos, she does the Tefillah night. She does the Tefillah night.
That's I saw as one of the objections to this minig.
The Farish and Rashi.
Yeah.
He says it quotes it.
Right. But the question is, that's his version of Rashi. Okay, the best thing you do to Chafifa Motzei Shabbos. The question is, why would you do anything on Friday afternoon? So maybe it's you did a significant preparation, so as to minimize, to minimize the time for the real Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. That's the question. As we're trying to, is that the issue? When's the real Chafifa? Okay. In other words, maybe at that point we're worried about the rush. Rashi's position was you don't want to rush the Chafifa, so that's why we wouldn't do it in the afternoon. I wouldn't do it in the evening, rather. We're concerned. Okay. Or maybe no, we're not concerned about that. We just want to minimize the time. All right. So the truth of the matter is or the extra Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos is an extra precaution. Really, he holds like the Shach, which is not the push-up shot in Rashi, like you pointed out. But the one nafkamina is, what do you have to do on Friday afternoon? Okay, what do you have to do on Friday afternoon? According to the Shach, that's the real Chafifa, Mikra Din, Friday afternoon. Okay, according to the other way of learning, it's not. The real thing is, like you said, the way the Mechaber understands, and they do it for Motzei Shabbos. Friday afternoon is just the SSA, so to speak. Okay.
Question that Alex and I had when we were learning this was like, what do you do on Motzei Shabbos? Right? It sounds like you do the Chafifa, like a full Chafifa.
Right,
on
Erev. We do the bath. The bath is usually Friday afternoon. Like,
what do you do on Motzei Shabbos?
What's that?
What do you do Matzai Shabbos?
Yeah, so they'll do it sometimes. Yeah, they'll brush out the hair and so on. Okay. The bath is.
I would think that based on Harry Paskin, like you should do mamish two full chafifas.
Right, but we don't require the bath again on Matzai Shabbos. And the reason is because that's exactly the dafka of the thing which is most likely to be rushed. That's all I'm saying, and it's just practically speaking. All right. We suggest the bath on Friday afternoon, first of all, because the shach said that's the real chafifa. And even without the shach, the bath is most likely we're going to rush on Matzai Shabbos. So that's why you should do that on Friday afternoon. Okay, there's also a question. I didn't quote it, but the Ramon Hilchos Tisha B'Av. What do we do with Tisha B'Av? Okay, so Ramon Hilchos Tisha B'Av seems to say that the Chafifa should be done at night, not on Erev Tisha B'Av. Okay, and that's because Ramon fundamentally agrees with the Shultas that that's the real Chafifa. All right, and because he thinks that the earlier chafifa is not really that essential, so we're not going to allow it. Remember, it's 9 days before Tisha B'Av, obviously. So we're not going to allow it in 9 days. The shach presumably would allow the chafifa even in 9 days, presumably because they could consider that's the essential of the chafifa. Okay, so sometimes you have a situation with Tisha B'Av Sunday and everybody going to mikveh. No, Sunday night. Anyway, that's also a possible afternoon in this issue. Okay. In other words, would you say if Tisha B'Av was on Sunday, like this year? Yeah, this year Tisha will be on Sunday. All right. So now, can they do a chafifa Friday afternoon for Tisha B'Av Sunday night tefillah? Part of that same question. What the shach? That's the ikar chafifa, even though it's a couple of days, and then they should take another shower after Tisha B'Av to get everything off. Now, these are some of the general cases that come up in this machlokes. Okay, so much about the halachas of chafifa. There's Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about the birchas hatvila, and later in the week I'll talk a little about mikvos. Okay, I will stop here.